Rickleblog, 17 October 2006, A Flash of Vance. Jack Vance, one of my favorite authors, has an unusual take on the law. In fact, he has an unusual take on human and occasionally on alien civilization. That's why he's one of my favorite authors. He also has a remarkable facility for people and place names, and his descriptions of foreign, okay, non-existent, locales is nonpareil. Among his works immortalized by the Vance Integral Edition is the Demon Prince series, and in The Face, part of that series, one finds this vignette. Sometimes regarded as over-abstract and over-rigorous, Benchmaster Dalt is by no means a dreamy-eyed theorist. To the contrary, he insists upon full etiquette. Court officials consider him a stern disciplinarian. "Yes, yes," muttered the chief clerk. "I've heard much the same story from one source or another." "Smarten up your bailiffs," said Adels. "Provide your stentor the best throat lozenges, because Benchmaster Dalt is coming to enliven your court. He watches like an eagle. If someone scamps his duty, he's flayed to the bone." Somehow, this little Wall Street Journal excerpt reminded me of Benchmaster Dalt and his scheme to unmask Lenz Lark, one of the Demon Princes. We need more such serious journalism in this country, and our defamation law should encourage rather than discourage it, one of the law lords, Baroness Brenda Hale, wrote in her opinion. "In some ways, it's the coming of age of press freedom in the UK, said Dan Tench, a partner at Allswang Solicitors, a London law firm specializing in media law. Okay, maybe you see it, maybe not. Maybe you need to read more Vance, or I, less.